place. The curtain had pictures of the warrior angels who were keeping them out from God's face. It was a big keep out sign. And for hundreds of years, the temple curtain remained and reminded people that it is wonderful to live with him, but because of your sin, you can't come in. And if we could have the next slide, please, Chris. Because then one day, God's Son came to live in this world as a person. He was called Jesus. Jesus always did what God said. Jesus never sinned. And Jesus visited the temple where the keep out sign hung. Jesus knew that things were sometimes bad and sometimes sad. Jesus said that God had sent him to open the way back to God's wonderful place, where there would be nothing bad and no one sad. But people still didn't want to let God be in charge, so they decided to put Jesus on a cross to die. It was the most bad thing that had ever happened. It was the most sad day of all time. But Jesus had a plan. He had always planned to die on the cross. What a strange plan. Why would God's Son plan to die? Because on the cross, Jesus took our sin. All the bad things we do and all the sad things they cause, Jesus took them all from us. And when he did, something amazing, something astonishing, something astounding happened. The curtain tore. God had ripped up the big keep out sign. God's wonderful place is open again. Because Jesus died, we can go in. Now, after Jesus died, his friends put him in a tomb. They were very sad. And for 2 days, nothing happened. Then the next morning, Jesus' friends went to see his body in the tomb. And it wasn't there. A little later on, Jesus' friends were all together and suddenly Jesus was there, alive. Suddenly his friends weren't sad. Now they were so happy. God had brought Jesus back to life so that he could live in God's wonderful place forever. And Jesus has sent everyone an invitation to come and live with him there too. And he tells us, God says it is wonderful to live with him. Because of your sin, you can't come in. But I died on the cross to take your sin, so all my friends now can come in. We can live with God forever. There will be nothing bad and no one sad. We will see God and speak to God and just enjoy being with God, just as he planned. It will be wonderful to live with him. And it's all because of Jesus. We will say every day, thank you, Jesus. You're amazing. And you can start saying that today. You can start saying that today. I just wanted to share that with you to put it in a bit of context. This is what theologians call the God event. It's one thing that happened with two sides. We've got on the one side the death of Jesus, and on the other side the resurrection. They're both key, they're both important, and we will explore that a little bit more as we go on. But before we do, let's watch what it might have been like. This is from the Bible series, and it is suitable for kids. So let's roll that clip, please, so that we can chat about afterwards if you want on why we don't believe that, actually. We looked at that earlier in the year, but some of them said he's a prophet. There was that interesting one about he's the Messiah, but I'm not sure I'm ready to follow, or I'd need to know a bit more, I need to see him do some stuff, need to be a bit convinced. C.S. Lewis helps us with this question, who do you say I am? Because Jesus said he was a lot of things. And C.S. Lewis says, well, you know, he could have been mad. He could have fully believed everything that he was doing and saying. He could have just been insane. The second one, he could have been bad. He could have known it was all a lie and just said, you know, I'm just going to deceive all these people. There's lots of questions about why he would then allow himself to die. But, you know, that's a possibility C.S. Lewis gives us. C.S. Lewis, the writer of Narnia books. Finally, he says, or he was God. He was indeed who he said he was. He was God on earth, here to do all this, to rescue his children, to free his children. But he said, the one thing we can't say about Jesus is that he was a good man, because actually he doesn't allow us to just say that he was a good man. The things that he said when he was asked, are you the Messiah? He didn't just say, yeah, I am the Messiah. He said, I am. He used the name of God. The miracles on earth are enough to win the disciples over to see, yeah, you know, this is God at work on earth. And then there's this bit. I put my Bible down again. Because often it's the resurrection that trips us up. And we sort of think, yeah, I can see God at work. I can see Jesus in my life. I can see these things going on. But resurrection, we don't see resurrection these days. What on earth's about the resurrection? And how do we believe it? Because we don't see it. Well, for me, if he is in fact God, I think that's quite possible that he could raise himself from the dead. In fact, I believe it fully. Because he's got the power of creation. I mean, this is what Paul says. I keep turning it upside down. In 1 Corinthians, I'm in John. 1 Corinthians 15 is where Paul does loads of talking about the resurrection, really helpfully. And he says this, 15:14. And if Christ has not been raised, because he's answering that question, was Jesus raised from the dead? If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. He goes on to say, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He says the last enemy to be destroyed is death. If the resurrection didn't happen, we don't have a hope after death. Because what we understand happened in the death of Jesus was that massive barrier of sin, all that stuff we've ever done wrong, all those conversations we've had, all those actions we've done that we know aren't right and aren't in line with Jesus, were like this massive barrier, and at the death of Christ, he smashed through it. And then in the resurrection, he smashed through that final barrier, that one that we all fear, death. And he says, we don't need to fear that anymore, because I've taken that barrier away as well. It means, friends, that today, if we choose to believe in Jesus, we can live with him from today. We can be free of all the burdens, all that stuff that we're carrying that's in the way. All that stuff that's, so whether it's debt or addictions, or whether it's the conversations or situations we find ourselves in, maybe family problems, all of that mess of life, it's not that he rescues us out of it, but he says, I've come to bring you life in all its fullness. And if you travel with me, I will travel with you. Jesus comes to bring us this fullness of life, both now and in the future. So friends, I'm convinced, and we're going to celebrate that he has raised from the dead. And if you're unsure, we're going to take communion in a little bit. As we're taking that, the communion, just come forward for a blessing. But think about and ask him, because I believe he's alive. I believe he's here to speak to us today and just say, Jesus, where are you? Jesus, will you meet me now? Amen. Because we believe in resurrection, When we look at a situation like East Africa and the famine that's going on there, that's been caused partly to do with conflicts, but also just the famine, not having enough food, we don't look at it as people who don't know what to do. We're scared of the darkness or the desolation that we see in the world. In fact, we believe that God works in this world, that he will come in and restore. And so we're going to pray after this video for God's resurrection to be in that place. It's the thing we're going to have the appeal for at the end, where the plate will just go round. Let's hear from Tear Fund the work they're doing.